Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, boys and girls. Welcome to the Balance's 15-minute wrap-up. Join Tom and that redneck from Philly, Kevin, and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up today's sports. And welcome to the 15-minute wrap-up. My name is Tom, doing the solo act today. Hope everybody had a good Christmas. Hope that Santa Claus was good to every one of you. And I know it was good to the Colts last night, yesterday evening out there in Oakland. The Colts came back to beat the Raiders. And by boys and girls, Peyton Manning can run. Peyton can run. He absolutely can run.
And Peyton's going to keep it and go! And slide down inside the five. And what a play.
And you know what? So smart by Peyton Manning, because he knew he was going to get caught from behind. And why run the risk of twisting an ankle? Peyton Manning would have loved to have run this in, but he knows that Matt Shaughnessy is going to catch it. And the minute he realizes, when he makes up his mind he's going to get caught, he goes down. Because he knows he's going to be dragged down from behind a guy on his legs and play smart. And, folks, that is smart football.
All right. Boys and girls, that's why Peyton Manning gets the big money. My name's Tom. Welcome to the 15-minute wrap-up. We're going to spend the next 15 minutes wrapping up everything that happened in the last 24 hours. It's getting to be that exciting time of the year. I tell you what, we're in the process of planning a very big New Year's Day show for you. Going to be very exciting, going to be extended, going to do a lot of bowl breakdown. $2 Bill Josh will be with us, that redneck from Philly, Kevin, will be with us, and we'll try our best to get everything you streamed on Ustream as well. Wow, what a game out there in Oakland yesterday. The Colts, the Raiders, Colts come out with a victory 31-26. And like we just said, Peyton Manning did that bootleg run right there toward the end of the game and just pretty much sealed the game. Of course, Oakland was pushed out of the playoffs at the very beginning. As we all know, New England now has the playoff home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Yesterday, Peyton Manning put Indianapolis in the lead, and it just kept going. Manning threw for three touchdown passes and iced the game with a 27-year. That's probably been 27 years since he ran a 27-yard keeper to help keep the Colts beat. To help the Colts beat the Oakland Raiders 31-26 Sunday. That, I tell you what a playoff game. That was a playoff game in my opinion. We've got to come back to Indianapolis and beat Tennessee to wrap everything up. But way to come back, Peyton, way to show our fans here in Indianapolis that you can still make it happen. Also, how about out there in Jacksonville, Washington Redskins come out with a victory against them Jaguars, 20-17 in overtime. What a good game that was. All kinds of good game. Kevin Barnes throws an overtime interception and sets up the Redskin victory down there in Jacksonville. And Jacksonville's just been struggling. And I tell you what, it looks like that here at the very end, it looks like the Jaguars are going to be looking outside in instead of inside out. And so we'll see what happens. Also, Tuesday night's the Philadelphia Eagles game has been postponed to Tuesday. That's right, because there was a blizzard, folks. That Eagles-Vikings game, and what a game that's matched up to be a fantastic game as the Eagles try to keep their playoff hopes alive. And I tell you what a storm that was down out there in Philadelphia. I don't know if you've seen the highlights of it, but you certainly did that. The question is, will Brett Favre make a start on Tuesday night? We'll see. It was, like I said, it was snowed out. I don't know when the last time that was happened. I'll have to Google that later and get back with you on that. We'll also get into some NBA later this week. I know that $2 Bill Josh typically handles the NBA. So we'll make sure that we get that. And, of course, everything is updated constantly on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. And, again, my name's Tom. I'm the host here at The Balance, the wrap-up, the 15-minute wrap-up, and then, of course, Indiana close-up ICU, where we just take an extra bit of time just to break down some sports and look at it from the Indiana point of view. Again, I hope everybody had a super Christmas. Hope Santa Claus was good to you, brought you everything that you were looking for. It certainly looks like that the Colts playoff picture is better than what it was just a few weeks ago. So hopefully they'll continue to keep that going. And I tell you what, we're getting closer and closer to that playoff time of the year. The playoffs are picture is starting to develop, and it's the picture is becoming clearer on who's going to be in and who's going to be out as far as 2010 playoffs. And we'll have all of that updated on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. You can also catch all of our archives. You can also catch us on iTunes and, of course, Facebook, The Balance, or search or follow us on Twitter under T-Balance, or send us an email anytime, tbalance@ymail.com. All right, guys, boys and girls, we are counting down the new year. This is the last Monday of 2010. Coming up here this weekend, The Balance will have an extended version of the show, and we are going to break down all the college bowl games. The Rose Bowl is one of the games that we'll certainly break down for you. So we want to make sure that we get all of your questions in and everything lined up for you so that we can get everything, all good conversation going. Of course, you'll be able to call in and so forth. So it should be an exciting time. Of course, you know, the playoff picture is getting more and more clearer. Like I said, Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. Who would have saw that one coming? They started playing earlier on in the year very, very well with the help of Matt Castle. And I tell you what, they really put it together for the team. And it'd be, I can tell you one thing, they're a team to contend with. The Chiefs, the Jets, the Ravens, the Eagles, they're all right there at it. And New England Patriots sealed home field advantage. They won their division there. Wild card teams out there are Baltimore and the Jets in the hunt. Jacksonville could still make it in. Of course, Indianapolis Colts needs to step up and win next Sunday so that we keep them from winning the division. Over in the NFC, them Falcons, I tell you what, I called it earlier on in the year right here on The Balance. The Falcons are the team to deal with in the NFC, and, of course, them Bears. So the Falcons and the Bears and the Eagles are all good teams. I tell you what, the NFC has got some tough teams that I would not be surprised if they come back with a Super Bowl win this year. Of course, some of your wild card teams out there are the Saints and the Packers, and still in the hunt are the Giants and the Bucks and the Seahawks. After struggling a little bit there, the Seahawks are back in the hunt. And so there again, The Balance will keep you updated on everything, all the playoff pictures and how everything comes together and how the Super Bowl comes together. And also, The Balance will have a all-day broadcast on Super Bowl Sunday. That's right. All day long, all the way up to nearly game time, we will be talking Super Bowl. We will be talking football. Myself, $2 Bill Josh, and that redneck from Philly, Kevin. So you want to make sure that you catch us. And I am glad that we've got our listeners there online, www.thebalanceonline.com. You can go there anytime and listen to any of our archive shows. So if you're listening to one of our shows right now, thank you guys very much for listening to our show. And I hope you like our website while you're here. My name's Tom. It is so good to have you guys along here on the 15-minute wrap-up. And keep also in mind that we have our own YouTube channel as well, and we have that link posted on the website. Just go on there and click it, or on Facebook, and you'll certainly be able to catch The Balance on YouTube. Going to be an exciting 2011. Hope that all of you guys can join us. And like I said, we're going to really just bring in 2011 in a big way. We're going to have an extended show, going to break down all the bowl games that's happening on New Year's Day. Going to be hopefully having some exciting guests on New Year's Day to help us break those games down. Here's kind of how the playoff pitchers are coming together, guys. AFC wild card, the Jets, the Chiefs, the Ravens, and yes, the Colts. Although, and I tell you what, just those Patriots have just been playing some fantastic ball, and we'll see what happens. I would not be surprised if we see a New England Patriot in Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl, be a fantastic Super Bowl. Would not be surprised also if we don't see the Bears possibly in there and the Steelers. What an old-school game that would be, Bears and Steelers in the Super Bowl. Doesn't matter who's going to be in the Super Bowl. The Balance will be broadcasting all day long live and bringing you everything from all corners, all aspects, and all storylines of the Super Bowl 2011. Guys, my name's Tom. It's so good to come talk sports with you every day. I love it. This is the two-minute warning, guys. And just keep in mind that, you know, $2 Bill Josh will be back with the NBA breakdown. We're going to get into some hockey in 2011, of course, college basketball. Last night, of course, right here in Indianapolis, the Pacers let one slip away against Memphis 104-90. Phoenix and the Clippers, 103-108. Minnesota and Cleveland, 98-97. Chicago wins again, 95-92. Atlanta and New Orleans, 86-93. Washington and Seattle, 80-94. And the final one, Philadelphia, 95 against Denver, 85-89 out there. Again, and in the NCAA basketball picture, I tell you what, it's going to be an exciting time coming up in 2011 as the Big Ten really starts to dominate. Ohio State, they're right there, Duke, Kansas. You know, so it's going to be some good times, some good games, and see what happens right there in the NCAA. Of course, the NCAA Women's Final Four will be right here in Indianapolis, and the Balance will be broadcasting live in downtown Indianapolis to bring you all the action of Women's College Basketball Final Four right here in Indianapolis. It's going to be an exciting year, 2011, for the Balance. We're going to take it to newer and bigger levels, and we're certainly glad that you're a part of it. And we hope that you'll catch every show. Again, you can catch all of our archive shows on www.thebalanceonline.com. You can catch us on Facebook, The Balance. Search Twitter and give us a follow, T Balance, and send us an email, tbalance@ymail.com. My name's Tom, and we'll have $2 Bill Josh and Kevin, that redneck from Philly, Kevin, and all of our guests that come throughout the year in 2011. Hope that you'll join us. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow for the 15-minute wrap-up. We'll have the times posted online there, www.thebalanceonline.com. www.thebigblack.com. It's been great being with you guys today. Look forward to seeing you very, very soon. My name's Tom, and you're wrapped up.